This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For some, starting for others, as we are, the fight against truth decay continues on the DJV program with Her Excellency Jennifer Horn and Her Eminence Victoria Keelan and me. I don't have any titles. Should I have a title, ladies?
Which would be my
Court Jester. Thank you very much. The Duckster here. I would have put that with Kamala Harris, actually, but that's only me probably in that department. The Swedes are a interesting people. They have done a crappy job when it came to the virus. So what's going on? We have, weren't they number
actually,
four
they
on
haven't.
The list?
This is what
they had
really
done a lousy job, or somebody
no,
said
this
maybe
is,
had done a lousy
this
job.
This is what's really actually kind of interesting, and just, you know, not everybody's situation is the same, but I think countries who have been successful, we should kind of look and see what they're doing. And so after months of getting condemned for not locking down the country, they never did a lockdown,
yeah.
Their COVID deaths have actually dropped to near zero, according to reports. Sweden never shut down the schools, they never shut down the economy, they never restricted anybody as far as like individual freedoms go, at least not nearly to the degree seen that in the United States and for much of Europe. And the debate, of course, is swirling about whether or not that was a good idea. But new data suggests that this approach of not locking down anything actually paid off in the long run. The country of Sweden has 10 million people, which is relatively small when you compare them, obviously, to a country our size. But 10 million people, they had a total of 82,972 infections and 5,766 deaths. Now, unlike many nations, they never shut down anything. And they are now at a level where they're almost at zero. They have a steep decline.
So what's the proponent? What do we get? Is that
well,
that we shouldn't
daily deaths, this is just it. Daily deaths fell to the low 30s in mid-June. They've been in the single digits since July 20th. And the leaders of Sweden have faced like all of this criticism from around the world about what a terrible job they're doing. But although they never had a stay-at-home order, they're seeing this on the decline. And an epidemiologist for Sweden, Anders Tegnell, explained that Sweden started from the understanding that COVID is not a disease that can be stopped or eradicated until a working vaccine is produced, and that widespread lockdowns would be incompatible with Swedish laws, which are based on voluntary measures or individual responsibility.
Individual freedoms, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of the thing that, I mean, just going through this personally, I really was doing everything that they said to do. As much as I hate the masks, and I honestly don't know that they work, and I'm actually less convinced today that the masks work, I was wearing mine because I thought it was the polite thing to do. I thought it was the respectful thing to do to make people feel better around me, and I guess maybe in some ways make myself feel better, like I was doing something or could take some action. I wore the mask. I socially distanced from people, and I still ended up getting this. So I think if we shift away a little bit, I mean, obviously, we should think about individual responsibility, certainly. And I think the distancing is actually even more important than the masking, because I think people in tight spaces are really kind of passing this around, probably. It's very contagious. And I've seen that in my own life. I mean, you know, everybody around me had it. But maybe if we implement some sort of social distancing with what's going on right now and reopen some things, I don't know that you're going to shut the numbers down is the point. Certainly Sweden felt that they couldn't, so they kept everything open, and now they're actually seeing what could be a bit of herd immunity actually building up in their country because their death rate has really, really dropped significantly.
All right, so let's apply this to one segment of society. That is public school, the public school system. Let's take a couple of examples from, let's start with New York, because they're going to send 700,000 of their young people to school. They're prepared, they say. Blasio says 75% of the students opted to return to class. So it's been voluntary. See, I wonder about that. It's maybe much more lax now. I remember when I was teaching school, I remember when I was in school, how attendance was taken in every class and every day, and you were supposed to be there or there were consequences. Now, apparently that's not there. You go to school if you want to. If you don't want to go to school, you don't have to go. In some districts, I don't get that, but at any rate.
Well, there are benchmarks that you have to meet at home if you're doing homeschooling.
Yeah. Well, I'm not even talking about homeschooling. I'm talking about just skip school. Truants. But at any rate, then there are some people who say, I'm not going to go to school. I don't want to be subjected to all of this. So there are some cities, some places that are trying to get this vaccine going so they can at least give it to youngsters. Kids need to be in, I don't know, in school, whatever, how we define school, but there needs to be something going on with a child that's maturing so that his body and his mind is going to be developing. Now, I don't see
either. Right now, they're babysitting with devices.
Right, exactly. They're not doing either. They're not developing their minds and they're not developing their bodies, which is a huge problem for the next generation. So whether New York's got it right or not, in my hometown, they're going to start by being at home. They're still worried about having graduations. Last spring's graduation class here is going to be students only because the Board of Health guy, who's kind of a clown here, it's all about the rules. And they don't have any expansive thinking. I think you got to look at this thing on an individual basis and figure what is it that fits here. The schools that opened in northern Georgia, there were 800 students that have now been told to quarantine. See, this is how you balance what Jennifer just said. Well, this is how it's working there. And these are people who are trying to get the job done over here. And yet their experience down in Cherokee County in Georgia, which is 44 miles north of Atlanta, a second grader tested positive for the virus, and then everything exploded. 826 students in the school are now quarantined. Is that intelligent? In this school district, which has 42,000 students in it and a bunch of different communities, there are 40 cases in their 19 elementary schools.
I guess the reason why I think this is not sustainable.
Is that enough to send everybody home?
I just don't think it's sustainable to keep everybody home and just shut everything down.
Nope,
because I think you're doing almost more damage than if you were just asking people to be responsible. And here's the thing. The thing is that we're all waiting for this vaccine, and I've said it here a million times. I'm just not confident that a vaccine is going to work, especially the first few times around. This virus is mutating. There's, from what I understand, 4 to 6 different strains that are active in this virus right now. I believe that's probably the reason why I had a mild case. I believe my parents had a moderate case of coronavirus, and I think we probably are lucky. I think there are a lot of cases that happen to perfectly healthy people, and they have really dire consequences. And so I don't know that that everybody just saying, oh, well, we'll open when there's a vaccine. No, I don't. Are we going to trust that? I mean, it's a nice idea, but is it going to really work? Do we know if it's going to work? Is it going to be tolerated by people? We don't know that. I mean, therapeutics to me and operating responsibly and pounding that message into people's head to be responsible and to get out there and to live their life and to focus on the development of therapeutics seems much more realistic than just hanging it all on a vaccine.
Yeah. But we're so unrealistic when it comes to the ramifications of this. Maybe time will tell, and maybe people will say a year down the pike or 2 years or 4 years or 5 years, whatever it is, that I was wrong and we did the right thing. I have that posting that I did not remove, nor was it removed from my Facebook page, looking at the history of this thing in terms of how it compares to other situations, what it's doing to the economy, and whether or not we're being very practical, or do we have people thinking for themselves? I mean, thinking rationally and intelligently based on information. Well, we don't even know where to get the right information. It's been so skewed because of politics, ups and downs, and sideways. My God.
So much fear-mongering. I mean,
yes.
I can't tell you. I went through it. I spent 3 days crying that I had a ticking time bomb in me.
So here's the... Remember we had seeds, was it last week, the week before, the unsolicited seeds from China,
yes.
right? Yep. Showed up in mailboxes everywhere. What's happening to those? People are examining them. Some worry, some don't worry. So now, this week, what's coming from China? It should be, we should have a segment this week in Chinese whatever. So there's now, starting in cities in Texas, unsolicited mail from China that contains face masks. There are odd packages coming. I watched this report on a television station in Houston. This lady told a news guy, I saw this package with Chinese writing, and I didn't open it. I didn't order anything from China, so I brought the package inside, and she opened it like a dummy, and what was included was a face mask. But she thought it was kind of creepy because it didn't look... Huh?
Yeah, what? I would think that's creepy.
Right. So, I mean, I don't even... Why even open it and not bring it? But she wanted to see what it was. So she said, now the same thing's going on in Florida. In the last 24 hours, people are reporting unexpected packages in their mailbox. They're coming from Shanghai. And who's going to read the... Who knows? I don't know how to translate Chinese to you. Does the average person know how to translate? Of course not. Mm-mm. Maybe romance languages, you can translate some of the stuff that comes from things in Spanish or French or Italian or whatever. But you don't. The average American doesn't know what anything in Chinese is. So anyway, I find this to be another unsettling way. The Chinese are beginning to psych us out. There's all kinds of things, these scams. There was the brushing scam. Did you hear about that? The foreign people in China getting a hold of your name and address. And this is why you do not put stuff online. Because these guys are trolling through your...
Online. Everything. Everyone's stuff is online.
Right.
Everybody's stuff is online. So that you can't avoid that. But brushing scams, and that's what a lot of people think that the seeds are. Yeah. It's, you know, and some companies do this where they'll just unsolicited, they'll get you on a list and they'll send you something in hopes of a good favorable review. That's what a brushing scam is. And that happens a lot, but I don't think that the seeds were that because there's no information. How do you even review a bag of seeds? It's stupid that anyone even thought that that's what this was.
Mm. Well, anyway. Look out below, I guess, is my word to the wise today. Here's something that you'll enjoy. With most people being able to work from home, there's a study that we talked about on the DJV program. Finds folks are working longer hours and being more productive. Kind of cool. We had that discussion on the DJV show. If you'd like to listen to it, it's our clip of the day at djvshow.com. And you can follow the whole program, as I say. It's kind of cool that we have the program that rebroadcasts all through the day, all of it, every day at djvshow.com.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I think I need a little help here from either Jennifer or Victoria when it comes to Kane Brown, to whom we are listening at the moment on the DJV program. His rescue, he's telling a story of an adventure into the woods on his property that ended with him and some friends needing help to find their way home, which I find kind of interesting. He's 26 years old. He and a couple of friends decided to explore the land. They got lost, and after a lot of attempts to find their way back, they ended up having to call the police. When you have it, iPhones have, don't they have...
tracking. Yeah, but read how he explains what really happened, because there were a lot of funny memes and a lot of stories making fun of him and people saying, well, how did you get lost on your own property? He just moved into the house.
Into the house, right. Got 30 acres, and then there's 3,000 acres around him. Kind of sounds like my neck of the woods here. Although
that's how you know you're just
acres.
You have too much property. You get lost. Right.
That doesn't happen
in my yard.
No, God, no. I told my wife I wanted to go check out the property. I'd be back in a half an hour. He ventured out in his shorts and a T-shirt, along with his friend and his friend's girlfriend. 30 minutes turned into 3 hours. Started to rain, turned dark, dropped down to 40 degrees. He left his phone on the back of his truck where the group had departed, and his friend's phone was only 7% battery. Yeah, that's okay. So now I understand what you said, Victoria.
Yeah.
We used GPS to try to get back, but it kept taking us all around the cliffs, and you can't drive a four-wheeler down a cliff. That is the problem with the GPS. It's kind of, it doesn't take into account.
It's not topographical. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So he said, I called my last resort, fellow musician Ryan Upchurch, who lives in the area. Upchurch and one of his friends found the group, and now three turned into five, and they were all lost.
Oh, no.
He had four of the friends riding around in his ATV, and they start getting shot at.
Yeah, somebody was shooting at them.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I don't know, like, and hunters, maybe? I don't know.
It's weird.
They don't know who was shooting at them. But, yeah, so it was interesting. So they finally had to call the cops. The cops hear gunshots, too. They thought that Kane Brown's group was shooting at the cops. They had to yell with their arms up in the air, no, we're unarmed. I mean, it was a whole thing. And then Ryan Upchurch, who's the country singer who tried to rescue them, he went on to social media and said, everyone needs to stop making light of this situation. This was actually really scary, and we were being shot at. So, yeah, that's why Kane Brown did this big interview, and he wanted to sort of set the record straight. Because everyone's like, how do you get lost in your own property? And yeah, that does sound kind of funny.
That's
but
not
he said
the
it was a lot more
part
than
of the
that.
Story.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for bringing that to our attention, Victoria. 26 after the hour on the DJV show. All right, let's see where Jennifer and Victoria and Doug and you move now into the world of Dan and Shay. Apparently, they've decided to reschedule the dates of their tour, the arena tour, so it's called, now going to kick off in September of next year in Greenville, South Carolina. Tour stretches into early December, stops in New York City, Chicago, Salt Lake, Atlanta. The Grammy-winning duo wrote, "Thank you to our fans for being so patient while we work through the reschedule." What else are they going to do? Come on, that's a nonsensical statement. This one is interesting. No, we're absolutely crushed. It wasn't able to happen, but your safety is more important. All right, so they're saying the same thing everybody else does. A difficult decision, of course, but what are you going to do?
A lot of people are anxious to see these guys live, and they become a real breakout.
How old
country.
Are they, these guys?
I don't know.
Pretty young. They're 30, probably.
They're huge at this point. Yeah. And so the patience part is because their fans have been holding on to tickets. And so they weren't sure if they were going to cancel or if they were able to find these venues for next year. Because a lot of artists, think about it, every artist has already booked these venues for 2021. And, you know, these things.
2021 is going
to
be a crazy
busy year.
This rescheduling. Yeah.
Let's hope it's a good one. 28.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reaction continues to spill in to former Vice President Joe Biden's choice of a former rival for the Democratic nomination to be his running mate, California Senator Kamala Harris. Among politicians, each side has reacted as one would expect. And of course, it's been fodder for the late night TV hosts, including Stephen Colbert, who expressed this perspective at the news last night.
Senator Harris is a surprising choice, considering just how hard she went after him. I mean, with hammer and tongs. Over busing, racial equality. She hit him so hard he was spitting teeth like chiclets all over the stage.
President Trump says he's fine with Biden's choice, saying Harris is all about raising taxes and slashing funds for the military. The Big 12 will reportedly soon announce it's planning to play college football this season. And this is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Authorities now identifying the suspect believed to have been involved with an incident that interrupted President Trump's briefing on Monday afternoon. 51-year-old Myron Berryman was shot in the chest by a Secret Service officer near the White House. He had told the agent, according to the Secret Service, that he had a weapon and ran towards him like he was going to fire. TikTok may have been tracking Android users for over a year. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the app tracked Mac addresses, even if users change their security settings. The report shows the app logged information for at least 15 months, but it stopped doing so since its most recent update in November. TikTok was apparently able to get around Google's policy by adding extra levels of encryption. Hershey's Halloween candy will not have the festive wrapping on it that it normally does. But Hershey's global chief of sales says they're still going to roll out their candy displays even earlier than normal this year in hopes of increasing Halloween sales. The change in wrapping is because they're not sure how popular trick-or-treating is going to be as the pandemic continues, as many families might have smaller gatherings and may not let their kids go door-to-door. You can find us online anytime. Yes, you don't have to go to a door. Just find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After the hour, you're about to embark on another half hour of pleasant, pleasurable, important listening. I do say so myself through the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. How about this for a new slug line, ladies? The DJV show, better than you thought it was going to be.
Wow. Talk about setting the bar low.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know what? Hey, it's what I can tell Republicans to stop doing. Republicans keep saying, oh, Joe Biden's going to be a disaster in the debates. I mean, if Joe Biden shows up and strings a sentence together, it's going to be like, you know, people are, I mean, when you set the bar too low.
Better than you thought it was going to be.
Yeah. So right. I would say, I guess we're winning.
You know what? The reason I say that, I'm trying to be cute, yes, but I also was thinking about how comfortable we are in our own skins. That usually is up to the audience to decide. I've been told for a long time, McFadden was the first person to say this, that I was the most comfortable broadcaster that he'd ever heard or worked with. And maybe it's because I'm comfortable in my own skin. I know who I am. I know what my values are. I know how radio works. Kind of the same thing. I think the two of you, and I don't know whether it's because I didn't know Victoria before. I've known Jennifer most of her life, but I didn't know Victoria before. But I get the sense that the job maybe allows you, or the atmosphere, to be yourself. Or if it doesn't allow you to be yourself, then you aren't going to be yourself. But you two both are yourselves whether it's because I encourage you to be yourself or that's just who you are, maybe a combination of both of those things, but you are. And that's why kind of it works. That's why the two of you work in conversation. It is who we are. You're not going to listen to some whitewashed.
I think if you're not willing to be vulnerable, you shouldn't be on radio. Because there are a lot of people who are like Mr. Microphone.
And a lot of people
thank you, everybody.
It's a pukey voice announcer.
I think the only way that people will want to sit at the table with you is if you show them a side of yourself. And so I consciously try to do that with everybody in my life.
So
and
it's time for Wine Talk here on the DJV program with the two experts.
Too early for wine? No. Well, what are you talking about? Get
you're
out of here.
Whining about. Wine is spelled two different ways, W-I-N-E or W-H-Y-E or W-H-Y-N-E. We could whine about wine. So, Victoria has a wine story for you, Jennifer.
It's a wine trend, actually. It is sort of a quaint tradition with a very, very dark history. So centuries ago, let's go back to the bubonic plague, which was also known as the Black Death, which swept through Europe, killed one-third of the entire population at the time. It started in Asia, and then it made its way to Italy.
In China.
Exactly like, like it's kind of crazy. Like, it's exactly what happened now. It went to Italy first after it left Asia, same as the Black Death. And then it spread north from there. So one of the leftover traditions was, you know, the Italians, they love their wine. They had things called the Buccette del Vino, which was known as wine windows. This was something that was invented during the Black Death. They are these tiny little windows that are carved into the shops or the wineries and even beverage merchants. They would have them so that essentially you, in the 1600s, you would knock on the little wine window for service, and then a little hand would come out and hand you a glass of wine, and they'd shut the door. So that was how they were able to give people
like
wine.
A scene in Laugh-In.
Yeah, it's so that's how they were able to give people wine during the Black Death, because, you know, Italians obviously said, you know, smoke if you got 'em, and that's how a lot of people are now. Drink your way through the pandemic, which we've seen alcohol sales skyrocket. And so with alcohol sales skyrocketing, Italy has now reopened the wine windows, so much so that there is a wine window association. And on the website, it says everyone is confined to home for 2 months, and then the government permits a gradual reopening, which they're starting to do, you know, or they're in that process now in Italy. During this time, enterprising Florentine wine window owners have turned back the clock and are using their wine windows to dispense glasses of wine, cups of coffee, drinks, sandwiches, and ice cream, all germ-free and contactless. So now this tradition, which if you've ever been to Italy, there are pictures, or even if you haven't, you can see these pictures are really cute. They're in cafes, they're on the walls everywhere, and it might just look like this little antiquated decoration, but they actually serve a real purpose going all the way back to the Black Death. Now more than 150 wine windows in the Florence region have opened, and they're making their way to the Tuscan region, and people are getting smart about how can we continue our business and still serve customers. And so these things have popped open everywhere, and in a lot of the wine windows, they say, became defunct because many of the wooden ones were lost in floods in 1966. So they have rehabbed a lot of them, and now over in parts of America, people are taking a note from the Italians.
Right, how does it work? Wait, let's say you do it in your building, or Jennifer, I mean, we all live in self-standing homes here, so wouldn't it be more difficult for this to work? Over in Italy, they're all, most of Europe.
If you go to a merchant that isn't going to allow anyone into the store, like a lot of wine shops that around me in New Jersey are doing curbside pickup, and they've kind of created these little takeout windows.
So let's go to the
same
wine window,
the wine window
at Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's likes to sell wine, right?
That would work. Yeah. Sure.
Okay, so I understand.
Well, I think it's okay. So beyond wine windows, which developed, and I've read the articles about them resurging, I think one of the most interesting changes that has happened during shutdown is that in states where you were not able to take alcohol to go, now it's being encouraged, and many states are going to leave this as a rule. So if, let's say, you want to go to a Mexican restaurant and get enchiladas, you can take a margarita to go with you now. You never were able to do that before.
Yep.
And now it's like they're keeping
like New Orleans.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only place I can think of where you were actually allowed to take alcohol to go, because you can actually drink on the street there. Vegas, I think, if you take stuff with you, too, yeah.
In North Carolina and I think maybe Alabama, they have those brew-throughs, you know, where you can pick up. They have the drive-through.
Ohio has them. Florida
has them. Drive-through daiquiri stands. And the way they get around it, they hand you a frozen daiquiri or whatever your drink of choice is in the drive-in, and they put a little piece of scotch tape over the straw, and then it's a closed.
That'll stop you.
That's how they get around it. Seriously, I've been there. It's wild.
Speaking of your drink of choice, let's talk about my drink of choice, and that's M-I-L-K milk. Dairy industry has a new, well, it's actually not new, but it is a familiar question. Remember the old ads for Got Milk?
Yeah.
6-7 years ago.
The milk
now
mustaches.
It's back.
Mm-hmm.
Dairy industry, they call it the milk checkoff, is reviving the campaign, trying to boost milk. It's gotten a lot of good publicity during the pandemic. More people have been drinking milk, even though before the pandemic, milk sales have gone down. Mostly what they don't want to tell you, the behind the scenes of this, is that the milk is so bad. Consumers don't understand why it is so bad. The taste isn't there. It just seems like white water. But nobody knows why, because they don't get into what goes on. Dean Foods, owner and controller of about 75% of the fluid milk supply in our country, is in bankruptcy. Borden's in bankruptcy. Most of the large milk and dairy producers, not farmers, but producers, are in bankruptcy because of the quality of the stuff they're selling. People say, oh, no, it's because there's almond milk and soy milk and coconut milk.
That is
milk
a huge trend, though, because I know lifelong
that,
dairy drinkers who now, for whatever reason,
but
almond
you went
milk is
to that stuff
to.
Because what you were drinking in your mind, the psychology of no taste, and no, the milk today doesn't have any taste, doesn't have any smell, it has no value. Because it's all been everything, the stuff from these huge mega dairies with 5, 10, 15, 20 or more 1,000 cows. How do you get quality out of an industry that isn't really an industry? It's the family farm that had, when I was growing up as a kid, I had 14 Guernsey cows that got milked every day, and it went to the dairy. The milk, the cream was 4 inches thick on the top of the can. That was milk. Where's the cream today? It's like Clarapella. Where's the beef? Where's the milk? And so they sowed the seeds of their own destruction. Now, however, since nobody could find anything on the shelves back in March and April, people are going back around to the farms to find out where the food is. And the resurgence of interest in produce on the farm and milk from the farm is really having a very big impact. And so now they want to sort of capitalize that. I don't even think these people understand what the trend is. I really don't. I don't think they get it at all. They still think that we need to sell milk that comes from these huge... you might as well be like a fire hose with white water coming out of it. I mean, that's all it is. But anyway, milk, the sale of milk up about 8%. And so... that's a good thing, and they're going to try to get you to buy milk. You know what? Fine if you want to do that, but go to your local, find somebody around you, a good dairy farmer that's maybe got a couple, 300 cows. He's milking them, and he's got his own little production facility, so he can. The difference in, and I don't want to get off too much on my toot here, but the difference in the quality of the milk that comes out of a smaller dairy, if a farmer is able to have his own, or sometimes a little co-op, 4 or 5 dairies get together, a couple of thousand cows, and they do the production themselves. That is, they have their own bottle washer, they have a bottler, they have a pasteurizer. But the difference in the pasteurizers in the smaller dairies, they actually have a heated tank that is at 180 degrees. They heat the milk for just the amount of time it takes to get rid of the bacteria.
Isn't that what they call flash pasteurization?
It. Yes. Well, no. The flash pasteurization.
I bought some milk from Whole Foods that says it on it, and like the milk is separated. You have to shake it before you drink it.
Yeah, well, that's cream on the top. That's what milk is. And yeah, they homogenize it, and that's, you know, it's milk is supposed to be cream on the top. That's what it is. So anyway, the Flash thing, what they do, what Dean Foods did, they started this. They have these huge towers. The Dean Foods processing plant near me has 4 40,000-gallon towers. And the milk is pumped into these towers. Then they laser it. They microwave it to get rid of all of the germs from the crappy, you know, even if it's a good farm. Everybody's milk is thrown in together. So they, in order to make sure it's safe, they pasteurize it. They microwave it. They laser it. So there's no nutritional value. There's no bugs. But there's no taste. It's just what it's awful. And that people went away from that, and that's when they said, oh, let's try this almond milk. The other stuff's no good. Let's try this. And that's where that stuff, but I have maintained and will forever, milk is not milk unless it comes from a mammary gland. Well, and maybe, I don't know, well, they show pictures of
a cow. Let's just say from a udder. Cow. Can yeah. we just say from a cow? Because it's also, goat's udder. Milk is a thing, too.
Yeah, well, cows that's an udder. Got to cut an udder. But it's milk if it comes from, not, yeah, from a woman's breast. It's milk. That's real milk. What? It is. What do you mean?
You
have kids. You have
mammary. Look, it's like me. I don't like to eat chicken with a bone in it because I like to pretend it wasn't actually
I don't
like an
eat
animal.
Chicken at all. So. You knew how they, if they need.
Oh, my God. I don't want to hear it.
Never.
No.
What about the onions this week and salmonella in them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Salmonella in the onions.
It's, yeah, red onions.
Yep. Okay. You want me to keep going or you had enough?
No, I think we're good
enough.
Okay. Well, let me promote my American Family Farmer show for you at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Yeah, if you want more of that, because if that didn't sell you.
Mammary Gland Radio, all week long.
Actually, we have the most recent American Family Farmer show is a conversation I had with a former NFL player, Jason Brown, who has, this was a good conversation, Victoria. He's got a 1,000-acre farm down in North Carolina. And
yeah,
he's
quit the NFL and
yeah, yeah.
raises all this produce and has yep. donated all of it to food banks. And
yep.
yeah,
gives it all
really
away.
Incredible guy.
It's a good story. So if you want to hear that story or other things that pertain to the farm, food, and your family, check it out every week at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 Tech. technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Into the picture now, the virtual picture is Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show here every week on the. Actually, he's here every day with his pet tips, but he's here live and lively on the DJV program with Jennifer and Victoria. It's we had National Spoil Your Dog Day this week. The name of the day is, probably says it all.
Every day.
Every day is Spoil Your Dog Day. Dogs go back to 30,000 BC, Warren, about your time, right? Isn't that
about when 30? I started training, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. From wolves to dogs. I don't know, there's something about wolves that makes me uncomfortable. Well, I don't know if it's because
amazing animals, absolutely amazing. You know, when I was studying in Europe, they're just, I worked with the pack wolves, absolutely amazing animals, incredibly intelligent, non-aggressive, unless they have to survive. You know, it's usually people that screw animals.
There it is.
Never the animals.
Yep. Same thing they say about pit bulls. You know, it's how they get trained, how they live. So, speaking of living, there are a lot of people wondering who are listening to this program right now, why their dogs bark at them when they come home if they're wearing a mask. Why can't my dog tell by the smell that it's me? So,
you know, you hit the nail on the head. A lot of people have difficulty adjusting themselves to wearing a mask, but imagine from a dog's point of view. What people don't understand is that dogs get easily confused when they can't read expressions. Dogs read expressions on each other's face. For example, the harder the lip is raised or the higher, the more aggressive. They look at facial expressions. So when our dogs can't see our facial expressions, even though they know it's us, they really can't tell our emotions and how we're feeling. So a lot of people have been calling me and texting me asking me, is it a normal problem? Am I the only one that has this problem? My dog, when I take him for a walk on the street and he sees the neighbor who he's known for years, all of a sudden starts becoming assertive or aggressive with the neighbor. So there are things that you can do. For example, if you know, it's a little late now because we've been wearing masks for a while, but if you're just starting to go out, you just adopt a dog, and bless you for doing that, take the mask, put it alongside the food dish so the dog sees the mask down there. Then start talking to the dog, and then put the mask on after you started talking to the dog a little bit. And little by little, put your hand over your mouth, your hand over your nose, again, to emulate the sound of the way you're going to sound with a mask. Those are all things that make a difference when doing it. So it's important to understand that dogs rely on body language, whether it be the movement of our bodies, our facial expressions. All of that means a lot. You know, when I was training dogs for the military and police in Europe, one of the things that we had to do was use facial expressions to get the dogs to be more aggressive towards us when we're training for protection dogs. So facial expressions are really important, and when the face is covered up, the dogs can't read them, and it kind of throws them off a little bit. Not all dogs, but it's something to be aware of, that the normally friendly dog that you're kind of jogging around the neighborhood with all of a sudden may turn into Cujo when he sees your neighbor wearing a mask.
So what about dogs wearing a mask? I've seen dogs wearing masks, because some people think dogs carry the virus. I don't know whether there are other reasons. I know the muzzles you see on dogs from time to time, but
That should be used. Yeah, the only muzzles that should be used in this country are muzzles on people, not on dogs, as far as I'm concerned. But in terms of wearing masks, you know what? I don't think it's a good idea to have a dog wear a mask for a couple of different reasons. Number one, even when they do get the COVID, it's such a minor thing with them. It's not a big deal. But also important, it can really change their personality as well, you know, and it can really affect their breathing and their sense of smell. Remember,
yeah,
their sense of smell
is dangerous.
Well, their sense of smell is our hands. A dog's sense of smell is just like our hands. So if they can't smell the same way, it throws off everything around them. So I'm not a big fan of putting a mask on a dog. Put them on the people, that's fine with me, but not on the dogs.
Did we answer the question last week about waking up your dog if the dog is asleep?
Well, you shouldn't wake them up.
Were we talking off the air or on the air about that? I don't remember.
I don't remember, but it's worth repeating. If your dog is sleeping or if your cat is sleeping, let them sleep. In other words, they're dreaming. It settles their entire day. How would you like to be woken up every 5 minutes? I do the same thing. My dog's sleeping. He looks cute. I go, come on, let's go out and play. Then I say to myself, how would I feel if someone did that to me? I was fast
asleep.
They kind of shook me up. There you go. So let your dog sleep. Let them sleep. Let them relax.
Usually at night, if I've finished and I have an hour to watch television, Daisy gets up on the couch next to me, and she'll most invariably zonk out. And she starts, her head shakes, her legs start to shake, sometimes her body shakes, and I figure she's in deep whatever dream state she's in. Dreaming.
Well, yeah, they go into that REM state of sleep, and actually they do dream, and they do have memories, and that's been studied. So, in other words, the only time I would recommend waking up a dog is sometimes with a dog that's been seriously abused. What'll happen is they'll react differently when you wake them up.
Daisy's been abused, so is she dreaming about that stuff, you think?
It could be. You have to look at their body language, their face, and the way they're running. If they look like they're having a good dream, leave them alone. If it's a bad dream, wake them up and give them a treat.
Yeah. Give them a treat. That's Warren's answer. When you wake up Warren from a sound sleep, you look at you and say, give him a treat! Give him a treat! Not a bad idea. That's how you keep everybody on your side. Give him a treat. Thank you, Warren. You're a treat.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, super food, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to bluegreenbooster.com, bluegreenbooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. bluegreenbooster.com.